and I take away the pain and end the suffering. I do not understand this death of the mind.
Who are you talking to? Said Two Flower. Several members of the congregation had turned round and were looking suspiciously at Rincewind.
Nobody, said Rincewind. Can we go away? I've got a headache.
Now a group of people at the edge of the crowd were muttering and pointing to them. Rincewind grabbed the other two and hurried them round the corner.
Mount up and let's go, he said. I've got a bad feeling that...
A hand landed on his shoulder. He turned round. A pair of cloudy grey eyes set in a round bald head on top of a large muscular body were staring hard at his left ear. The man had a star painted on his forehead.
You look like a wizard, he said, in a tone of voice that suggested this was very unwise and quite possibly fatal.
Who, me? No, I'm a clerk. Yes, a clerk. That's right, said Rincewind.
He gave a little laugh. The man paused, his lips moving soundlessly, as though he was listening to a voice in his head. Several other star people had joined him. Rincewind's left ear began to be widely regarded.
I think you're a wizard, said the man.
Look, said Rincewind, if I was a wizard, I'd be able to do magic, right? I'd just turn you into something, and I haven't, so I'm not.
We killed all our wizards, said one of the men. Some ran away, but we killed quite a lot. They waved their hands and nothing came out.
Rincewind stared at him.
And we think you're a wizard too, said the man, holding Rincewind in an ever-tightening grip. You've got the box on legs and you look like a wizard.
Rincewind became aware that the three of them and the luggage had somehow become separated from their horses, and that they were now in a contracting circle of grey-faced, solemn people. Bethan had gone pale. Even Two Flower, whose ability to recognise danger was as good as Rincewind's ability to fly, was looking worried. Rincewind took a deep breath. He raised his hand in the classic pose he'd learned years before and rasped,
"Stand back, or I'll fill you full of magic."
"The magic has faded," said the man. "The star has taken it away. All the false wizards said their funny words, and then nothing happened. And they looked at their hands in horror, and very few of them, in fact, had the sense to run away."
"I mean it," said Rincewind.
"He's going to kill me," he thought. "That's it. I can't even bluff anymore. No good at magic, no good at bluffing. I'm just a..." The spell stirred in his mind. He felt it trickle into his brain like iced water and brace itself. A cold tingle coursed down his arm. His arm raised of its own volition, and he felt his own mouth opening and shutting, and his own tongue moving as a voice that wasn't his, a voice that sounded old and dry, said syllables that puffed into the air like steam clouds. Octarine fire flashed from under his fingernails. It wrapped itself around the horrified man until he was lost in a cold, spitting cloud that rose above the street, hung there for a long moment, and then exploded into nothingness. There wasn't even a wisp of greasy smoke. Rincewind stared at his hand in horror. Two Flower and Bethan each grabbed him by an arm and hustled him through the shocked crowd until they reached the open street. There was a painful moment as they each chose to run down a different alley, but they hurried on with Rincewind's feet barely touching the cobbles.
"Magic," he mumbled excitedly, drunk with power. "I did magic."
"That's right," said Two Flower soothingly.
"Would you like me to do a spell?" said Rincewind.
He pointed a finger at a passing dog and said,
"Whee!"
It gave him a hurt look.
"Making your feet run a lot faster would be favourite," said Bethan grimly.
"Sure," slurred Rincewind. "Feet, run faster." "Hey, look, they're doing it."
"They've got more sense than you," said Bethan. "Which way now?"
Two Flower peered at the maze of alleyways around them. There was a lot of shouting going on some way off. Rincewind lurched out of their grasp and tottered uncertainly down the nearest alley.
"I can do it," he shouted wildly. "Just you all watch out."
He's in shock, said Two Flower.
"Why?"
"He's never done a spell before."
"But he's a wizard."
"It's all a bit complicated," said Two Flower, running after Rincewind. "Anyway, I'm not sure that was actually him. It certainly didn't sound like him. Come along, old fella."
Rincewind looked at him with wild, unseeing eyes.
"I'll turn you into a rose bush," he said.
"Yes, yes, jolly good. Just come along," said Two Flower soothingly, pulling gently at his arm.
There was a patter.